Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'll begin at the top of the South Island today, where a new waste recycling scheme is tackling construction waste that currently ends up in landfill. Reconstruct is a joint trial project between Nelson City Council and Nelson Environment Centre. And it allows construction companies to recover and or make unwanted materials available to be recovered and reused by the community. With me is Anton Drazovich, who is CEO of Nelson Environment Centre, which has helped the Nelson Tasman community to live more sustainably for almost 50 years. Hi, Anton.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good. Drazovic.
I go with Drazovic because my my Croatian is terrible, so so is my accent.
Good stuff. Hey, how did this get off the ground? Where did the idea come from?
Jesse, look, currently over 50% of the material going to landfill is construction and demolition waste. And so that's just ridiculous. We need to reduce that. So that's the motivation behind the project, the scheme. And in consultation discussions with Nelson City Council, we've decided to give it a really good crack and see if we can, within the first year, we've got a target of reducing that by 10%.
Yeah, great. And that would be a huge amount of material, I'm sure. How will it work?
So our focus is working with the smaller projects. We're not talking about the big builds, you know, 200 houses and the like. We're talking about DIYers and the little one, two home builds. The idea is anything, any excess material, anything that is still good enough but not part of that project, whether it be a new build and you've chipped a, you know, a cistern or something like that, bring it to us and we'll make sure that we give it a second life. Other things like excess wood, metal, jib, bring it down and we will either see if we can reuse it. If not, we'll get it in the recycle stream.
Okay. Who needs to put their hand up and take part in this for it to work?
Builders is who we're targeting. So we're working, Nelson City Council hosted a builders breakfast, which we had the opportunity to present at last week, where we got to introduce the scheme, the processes, and how we want to work with them. Because, and I want you to be really specific and say that we're here to work with builders, because it's only with collaboration, consultation, that we'll be able to succeed.
How many builders came to your builders breakfast?
Oh, I think there was, well, I think it was close to 100.
Oh, okay, that's
more,
great.
I don't want to. Yeah, no. Hats off to the Nelson Tasman community. And a special shout out to a local builder, Scott's Construction. They got up and spoke at the event. They're really leading the charge on recovering material here at Nelson Tasman.
Yeah. What's in it for the builder?
For us, I bring it back. So we talk in practical application. So for the builder, it's to save time and to save money. And so, you know, the builder has to charge the client a disposable fee for rubbish, for excess material. So at the end of the day, it's about saving the customers and saving our money.
So, yeah, most of us have been through a renovation. I used to that big skip out on the street, cursing the neighbours for stuffing their rubbish in there. But what's the alternative? Instead of chucking the stuff into the skip, what will happen instead?
Look, I want to be really specific here. We're not after rubbish and we're not after rubble. That material, look, if it's contaminated rubble or if it's material, it's got to go to landfill. That's the place for it. This is getting those lengths of timber that are still, you know, long enough to use and are in good mint condition. It's about giving products a second life because they're damaged on the, you know, through installation or you've ordered an extra roof truss. And rather than that being broken down into the skip, bring it on down to us. We'll make sure that it gets used.
So the builder would have to drive it down to you?
Yes. That's the way it works. We've actually installed a new road to make it as efficient for the builders as possible. So it means they can actually take a one-way loop through our yard and offload or onload as needed. So I bring it back to, we're here to collaborate with builders for a practical process and to make it efficient, because we're well aware if a builder comes here and they muck about and they lose an hour, they're not going to come back. So yeah, we need to make it as efficient for them as possible. I should also frame it, we are on the entry to the transfer station. So the idea is to work with builders to make it part of their process. So when they're loading up their ute at the end of the day, they can start off with the recyclables, which is at the start of our site, cardboard and whatnot, and then the reusables, and then the rubbish is the first thing that they load on. So it's the last thing that they load off and have to pay for to be disposed of.
I don't want to be negative because I think it's a great initiative, but no, I'm just wondering, like, can it possibly add up when you think of the time and paying for the builder's time to load that all onto a trailer and maybe hire the trailer and drop it off to you, compared to the cheap kind of nature of these bins which just sit there and then get emptied by an external once or twice a week? You know what I mean? It's, how do you make it add up?
No, I absolutely agree with you. So we're looking at a significant increase in the cost to dispose of rubbish. So Tasman District Council, and so these are discussions at this point, Tasman District Council is looking at around a 25% increase. Nelson City Council is looking at around 17 to 18% increase. I don't care who you are, they're huge costs to take on board. So this is about coming up with more efficient and practical systems and processes to manage recoverable material. Waste is going to be waste. There's not much we can do it, but what we can do is reduce it as much as possible and save money.
We're talking about the builders here, but I wonder if there's a role for the clients in saying, hey, on this job, I expect you to, for keeping costs down and because it's the right thing to do, I expect you to recycle as much of it as you can.
Yes, and that is some of the commentary that we get from builders here with new projects, that customers are coming to you and saying, look, we want to do a renovation, we want to do a new build, but we're conscious that we don't want you to generate a ton of waste through this process. So talk to us about how you're going to manage it. So it's great to see that the community is coming on board as well, because that's how we drive real change. We drive it through the community and we drive it through policy.
You're doing this in partnership with Nelson Council, I think. What are they doing? What role are they playing?
They've co-funded the project. So we've got funding from Ministry for the Environment to help expand our facilities to be able to increase our capacity to process and handle the material coming in so that we can also resell it to the community.
And what are you accepting?
This is one of those questions where we're focusing on measurable items like metals, wood, jib, that can be go into the recycle stream. So we're all trying to keep that out of landfill. But we'll accept anything. I said we've got 2,500 square metres down here, and we are fondly referred to in Nelson Tasman as Mitre 11.
Do you already sell stuff on to people?
Yes. Yep. So we have an active program, and this is about putting some steroids into it and really juicing it up.
Uh-huh. And so when will it kick in, and when will members of the public be able to come and buy this new stuff?
Now, we opened last week, and so we welcome any DIYers, builders, anyone within the community to come on down to have a look. It's at Vivian Place in Tohunanui.
It's quite ambitious, I reckon, 10%. How long are you giving yourself to save that much from landfill?
Well, we're giving ourselves 12 months, and you know, there's a little bit of motivation from Mayor Nick Smith. He said if we can deliver it, he's going to put on a barbecue, drinks and all, and he said he'd even bring his own homebrew down to thank the community to help meet this target.
Okay, has anyone taste tested that? Because politicians' homebrew, not sure.
Sorry, mate, I can't speak to that one.
Okay.
But yes, I'm sure he can produce a decent drink.
Anything?
If not, at least the ABV will be up there.
Anything like this around New Zealand or around the world that you've based this on, or have you sort of come up with this yourself?
No, I would love to take credit for it, Jesse. The world is putting a lens on waste. you know, I don't need to speak to the fact that I think there was a recent study where we found microplastics in 100% of placentas tested in a global research package. So we need to get a handle on our waste. We need to reduce it. It's having a negative impact on our environment and having a negative impact on our lives. This is really important stuff. And as I said, I wish I could take credit for it, but there's many different structures, prototypes, programs occurring in the world, and I think we just need to ramp up our efforts.
What's the Nelson Construction Environment Alliance?
I can't comment on that.
Nelson's four largest building companies, along with Nelson City and Tasman District Councils. That's not you.
No. Sorry, we're not part of that alliance. We're supporting it. Now I understand what you're referring to. I think it's a bloody great initiative about collaboration for a positive outcome.
Yeah. And what are you doing outside of this current scheme at NEC?
We have a whole range of programs that we operate. Our key program is Kai Rescue, where we rescue 4 to 5 tonnes of food a week and give that food away to our community through 55 other community groups. That includes Mirai's. We go into nearly every kindy, school, the Women's Refuge, the Men's Shelter, Bernardo's, St Vincent de Paul, and the list goes on. So very, very proud of that project. We've also got our e-products program. So we will take anything with a battery or a cable, assess if it's still good, if we can keep it in the economy. If not, we will recycle that product and break it down here. I've got a team of 3 technicians, as many supports doing breakdown, and we go 7 days a week. We've also got our second-hand shops, 2,500 square metres of space, where where we get donated products from the community, and then, you know, it's the standard tip shop. You come and grab it and keep it out there in the system. We redirect about 1,200 tonnes of material from landfill per year with that program, and other education and projects that we do within the community to educate how to live more sustainably.
I love your energy, Anton. How'd you find yourself in this role?
Oh, look, mate, we came back home from Oz, and my wife got a job up here from Christchurch. Love Nelson, and this opportunity came up to join the organisation, and then a couple of years later they made me CEO, and here I am now.
Yeah, and you feel like you're making some progress?
Oh, mate, I'm proud to say that since I've been CEO for the last 4 years, I've had growth year on year, and our impact within the community is ever increasing. So we've got about 90 team members, about 30 paid staff, and about 60 volunteers. We go 7 days a week, and really proud to be a member of this community.
Lovely. Well done on what you've achieved so far, and I love that you've got targets and that you're going to be holding yourselves to account. Thanks so much for coming on with us and telling us about it today.
Thanks, Jesse. You have a good day.
Anton Drazovic, who's announcing a pilot program to try and cut back on the amount of construction waste going to landfill.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.